You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and as always, we have a live band in the studio getting ready to start right now. We have in the house Two Cheers. How you doing, folks? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, Hi. Cool. So you got lots of great music to play for us in the next hour. Why don't we get started? right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, in the studio, 2 cheers. All right, I wanted to ask, why 2? Why the number 2?
I read a book called 2 Cheers for Anarchism? Yeah, mm-hmm. And I kind of like the ring of 2 cheers. You okay. Know, you don't want to be too happy.
Okay,
gotta yeah. Keep the middle road.
You know, somewhere a little more subdued, huh? Okay. I could understand that, yeah, because I know most of the time all of us hear 3 cheers for whatever, but 2, okay. And that's a, you said anarchist book?
Yeah, well, it's just it's a book of essays on political anarchism and mm-hmm. anarchism as a kind of a way to protest the ruling elite.
There's a lot of that going on right now. So your name is actually kind of fit for the current events that are going on right now.
I guess so. I didn't really...
You didn't do it with that intention, obviously.
I'm not a very political person, so...
No?
I just liked the ring of 2 cheers.
Okay.
I did like the book, though.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to scope that out. Who's it written by? Or is it just various...
It's a guy named James Scott.
James Scott? I think I can remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So how long you folks been together playing?
2 Cheers has been around for about a year and a half. I moved from LA and met up with these guys in October of this year. So not really long.
Okay.
Well, October of 2015 is what I mean.
You sound good together. It sounds like you've been playing longer than that. So.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks okay. for having us, by the way.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for coming. All right. Why don't you go around the room real quick if you want to introduce yourselves, your name and what you do and that kind of thing?
Okay. I'm Brian. I'm the singer.
I am Megan, and I'm usually one of the guitar players, but in our acoustic set today on flute.
I'm Owen. I'm usually the keyboardist. And today I'm playing drums.
Hi, I'm Austin. I'm the bass player, and today I'm playing upright.
Okay, so you're all of you, jack of all trades then, huh? That's cool. That's how you get it going. And if somebody can't make it, you can always improvise, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So normally then you would have one more member then, is that correct?
Yeah, we usually have Carlton with us too, but he's sipping daiquiris somewhere in Florida right now.
You know, I could call him all kinds of things, but I get taken off the air. Oh, I hate when they do that.
He deserved a vacation, though. He works very hard.
Yeah, but he couldn't take us along with him.
I mean, come on. I see.
We could have done a live show from there, right?
Absolutely.
Then we'd all be happy.
Periscope him in.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm glad you could make it, and we'll have to have you guys come back again when you can bring Carlton. Then.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And then that would be probably more like an electric thing then.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, we'd love to do that, too.
Okay, cool. All right, what do you have for us now?
We're going to play a song called Explode Boys.
Okay.
Follow the fans to the edge of the city. Taking your hands to raise them up with me. Singing like crows, everybody knows. The flags wave us home. This is where we always wanted to be. We explode. Here comes my soul. A big, big soul.
Big soul.
running flashcards, writing flashcards in the rain. Here comes my soul, the big soul is coming through, holding everything in a grasp, never, ever letting go.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5. We have Two Cheers in the house doing a live set for us. Wow, that's kind of a interesting title, Explode Boys. Where did that come from?
It's the old guitar player in L.A., Mitchell, thought of that name.
Hmm.
The whole demo was created around this kind of loop we were doing, and then at one point we would just go, explode! It was just, we were just goofing around.
Okay.
A lot of our songs come about from just goofing around, and then they kind of get more serious, and I start adding stuff that is meaningful, but sometimes that silly stuff stays in.
At least in the title, huh?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Okay, all right, do you have a full-length release you were telling me then?
Yeah, we have two, actually. One is okay. called Two Cheers from 2014, and one is called Splendor from 2015, from almost a year ago, July of last summer.
Okay.
All right. That's available on Bandcamp and iTunes and pretty much everywhere.
The usual sites?
Yeah.
And you do
can also stream it for free on SoundCloud.
Okay.
SoundCloud.com, Two-Cheers.
All right. And you're on Facebook, of course, right?
Yep. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
The whole nine yards, huh?
Yeah.
Any way you can get it out there, huh?
Okay. Exactly.
Then you got a show coming up this weekend?
We have two shows next week. May 11th at PJ's Logger House in Detroit.
Okay.
Opening up for a touring band called Enemy Planes. And then May 12th at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
With a few bands, Landmarks, Kind of Animal, Saj Talk. So
yeah.
That's going to be cool, too.
Yeah, I think we've had the Landmarks here a while ago, but yeah.
We played with them once. We like playing with those guys.
Cool.
Our sounds kind of gel that way.
Yeah, I've been to the Blind Pig in a while. There's kind of a reason why they call it that, though.
I don't know. I've never actually been there.
Just being vertically challenged like I am, I'm very short, so if I'm towards the back, I can't see anything. I can see the backs of people.
I'm about your height.
Other than that, it's a great venue. I'm not trying to, say anything bad about them. But, again, you got to get there early if you're shorter. I guarantee you that.
Well, right? I'll be on stage, so I don't really have
to worry.
So
you don't have to worry about it. You could stay backstage if you want.
Being a short fella.
Yeah. But that place has been around a very long time.
Yeah. We're excited.
Okay. That should be a good show. I know I'm looking forward to the Fuzz Fest. That's happening in June. I don't know if you heard of that.
Mm-mm.
It's like 3 days of, not real hard music, but, the harder rock, metal, just like it sounds, like fuzzy type stuff, like garage rock and, all that kind of thing.
Okay, cool.
This is the first time it's happening at Blind Pig, but it's like the third annual one.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So a gentleman that's the head of Blue Snaggletooth, I don't know if you ever heard of that band.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm trying to get bands to, learn about other bands. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Hey, I'm very sheltered.
You never know. You might hook up with one of them one of these days. But anyway, enough of that. We'll stick with your band. Let's do another song. This is Austin, is it? He's going to do the keyboards, the Casio for this one?
Oh, that's Owen. Yeah, he's going to do that.
Or Owen, I'm sorry.
So just a little story. This is my first instrument that we're playing. I had that when I was... Actually, I don't even remember because as long as I've been alive, I've had it.
Oh, that...
This little Casio.
So Casio PT1.
So there was a time when you were in... Well, I won't say it, but in other words, you weren't wearing much clothing. You were just beating on it, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. I learned how to press the demo button so it would play this song. And that's the one, yeah.
Oh, that might be copyrighted. I don't know.
Yeah, we shouldn't play that.
That is so cool.
So anyway, I rehabilitated it, and we're going to use it on the show.
Awesome.
It's its debut.
All right. That's excellent. Okay.
Shining in again, again. I love the mist upon my skin. Love the hardship, I love the hardship of the sky. It's falling in. I love to let it rain. Carrying on, carrying on. It makes my heart, it makes my heart. I'm a stranger to my friends. A gentle feeling coming. There's a blood moon shining in again, 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 again.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. That was kind of neat. I like that. The flute and the Casio, like, together, like a dual lead almost. That is cool. Owen on Casio. I got it right this time. All right. Okay. So you folks are, like, from the Ann Arbor-Ipsy area, is that correct, or?
Well, we kind of live around Detroit area, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just seems like what I've seen you do so far has been more in that area, or? Well, maybe just since I've been paying attention.
Yeah, well, the past few months we've had a few shows and out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think we say we're mostly from Detroit.
Okay, yeah. All right. So have you played PJs before? Or?
Oh, yeah, we've played there like 4 times now. Somehow, somehow over the past 6 months we've played there 4 times. So.
Oh, that's cool. So you like it there?
Well, yeah, we love playing there. Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
always
PJ.
Always good bands to play with.
What's that?
Always good bands to play with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good place. PJ's a nice guy.
Mm.
Yeah. So, okay. So, again, that's going to be next week at PJ's?
Yeah, that's Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay. The hump day, the middle of the week.
Yep.
And you're playing with, again, the Landmarks, you said, or is that the other show?
On Wednesday, we're playing with Enemy Planes.
Enemy Planes. Yeah. Okay, that's the touring act.
Right. And the next day after that, we're playing with the Landmarks at Blind Pig.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to get this straight.
No worries.
So many bands, so many shows. It's like I need one of them like Palm Pilots to keep a track of them all. So
it makes us repeat it, which is good.
Yes, we want to make sure that the listeners know, especially if they tune in, you know, not at the top of the hour, they come in a little late,
yeah, and
that kind of thing. All right. Well, let's just keep it going then. We got another one called, looks like Desert Song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right through, and in the morning I wake up so twisted, so twisted, so
you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio, we have Two Cheers. So, if you're actually playing live, like you're going to be on Wednesday and Thursday,
yeah,
it would be different than what we're getting today, correct?
Yeah, this is just our humble acoustic set.
Okay. So, same exact songs, they probably, majority of them would have a much harder edge to them.
Yeah,
they
do. Yeah, there's more guitars. I usually play electric guitar.
Okay.
I think is usually play an electric guitar and, you know, electric bass. And Carlton hits pretty hard on the cans.
Okay. And then, Carlton would be on the drums, and then Owen would be doing keyboards.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes. And then Owen's, sorry, I forgot about you.
That's okay. He's just the drummer, you know.
I'm used to it.
No, he plays keyboards. Okay. Since, mostly.
All right. So then, if somebody goes to see you on Wednesday or Thursday, they're going to definitely get something different than they're getting today.
Yeah.
But that's cool. We get to hear both, and you know, if they check it, you know, one of the shows out, they get the best of both worlds, right?
Definitely.
Now, do you ever do a live show like this?
Yeah, we've done I think we've done one or two like this.
Okay.
Some people like this better. Go figure.
Hey, you know.
We just try to keep changing it up.
That's cool. You can keep both parties happy. Mm-hmm. Unlike, you know, they do in politics. All right. So, yeah, I think we're doing great on time. We're about where we should be. We're about almost halfway through. We got another track called Super Owls. What is that about?
It's not about Super Owls.
It's not about Super Owls, okay. No. Just a title you gave it?
It's another one of those things that, you know, when you have a handful of demos, they don't have any lyrics yet, maybe, mm-hmm. So you just kind of, the name was based on this weird synth part that you can hear on the electric version of the recording.
It okay.
Sounded like, for some reason, Mitchell said, sounds like a Super Owl.
Yeah. And it just stuck.
Huh? It's not a great story, but that's how the name came about.
Okay. Yeah, some of the best songs have, you know, I've noticed in my years of listening, you know, the title has nothing to do with the song at all. It's just a name they give it, and you kind of scratch your head, but, you know, it's like, I don't care. It's a great song, whatever. Right? Okay, so let's hear it then.
Okay.
You're listening to WHEver.FM, station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Two Cheers in the studio, playing some great tunes for us. So in case somebody wasn't listening at the top of the hour, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves again one more time.
Sure. We're Two Cheers. I'm Brian, singer.
And I'm Megan on flute.
You're not Megan.
Maybe on Saturdays he is,
you know.
Wish I was Megan. I'm Owen, the drummer today, keyboard usually.
I'm Austin, I'm bass.
See, we're all mixed up, so it's okay. We're all playing different instruments.
Who am I?
It doesn't matter.
We're all having an identity crisis.
Yes, I am anyway.
That's cool. And you have two releases, and where can we get those again?
Bandcamp, iTunes. You can also stream a lot of the songs on SoundCloud.
On the streets.
On the streets.
Which one of you goes out there and hawks them?
Oh, we have an assistant that does that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you're moving up in the world. You can actually hire an assistant, huh?
Yeah, well, we don't pay him.
Ah, okay. Yeah. You pick one of those people, it's like, he's not going to remember. Just have him do it. All right. Well, that's great. And what are the titles now, the two releases, or do they have?
Two Cheers and Splendor.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's from 14 and 15, respectively.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool.
We should have some new music in 16 coming up, too.
Oh, really?
Hopefully, a couple months, we have a bunch of new songs that will be done.
Okay, like a full-length?
I'm not sure. It might be a couple EPs.
Ah, split it up?
Full-lengths are kind of they're kind of overrated.
Yeah, you think?
Well, if you're a little band like us, they are.
Just easier or less expensive or just
a little
of both?
Yeah, well, it's less expensive. And
I think it's more practical.
It's more practical. We can put out things more frequently and, you know, the timing. We can get music out there more often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a couple bands do that. A band I played earlier, Dead and Five, that's what they do.
Mm.
They just do EPs only. They get about five songs on average, approximately. But every time you blink, they've got a new one out. So
cool.
It's great.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah, especially compared to like commercial radio where it's like, okay, it's been 8 years. Where are you?
Yeah, we don't want that to happen. Plus, if you do stuff more frequently but smaller, you can kind of play with your sound a little bit more too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't kind of get, you know, you don't have 10 songs that kind of have the same vibe necessarily.
I see. Yeah, no, that makes sense. The other thing too is like when you play live, then, you know, you almost always have something new to bring to the table.
Yeah.
As opposed to these are the same songs we played the last time you saw us, you know, kind of thing. Okay. That sounds like a plan to me. All right. Okay. Let's get into another one, I guess. Keep on calling.
All right. Oh, I don't need my pick either.
Nah, don't do that now.
Sorry, I gotta shake it out. All right, here I go. I've been waiting for somebody like you, somebody like you, to make everything new, to mix you up into everything that I do. I have been needing that, to be somebody's buddy too. Keep on calling, calling on me, to do what only I can do. Keep on calling, calling on me. I would go anywhere with you, 'cause far too long I've been on my own. If you call, and I'm not so alone after all. In my mind, I called somebody a friend, one beautiful friend, right up to the end. It's so hard to find just the right plan. In my life, I hope I can be somebody's friend again. Keep on calling, calling on me, to do what only I can do. Keep on calling, calling on me. I would go anywhere
was far too long on my own. If you call, when I'm not so alone after all. Hope that it lasts forever. Won't beat myself up anymore. Think it can only get better. I would go anywhere with you. It's far too long on my own. If you call, then I'm not so alone after all.
You caught me off guard there. I was getting kind of lullabied in there and like, oh, wait a minute. All right.
It's not suddenly over.
Yeah, it's done. Oh, no. I wanted to keep going, but okay. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5. And we have two cheers in the studio playing some music for us. All right. Maybe go around the room one at a time, like influences, what made you want to start doing music, that kind of thing.
Okay, you go first.
Wait a minute, me?
Well, actually, keyboard and piano would have been my first instrument when I was really little, and then getting into a band when I was in school, I learned to play flute, and I learned to play guitar later when I was a teenager, and I started getting to cool alternative bands of the early 90s and whatnot. And then I started to listen to a little bit different stuff like the Smiths and New Order and got into a lot of different alternative music. And I'm really glad I stuck with guitar because now that's mostly what I'm doing in this band.
But you still get to play flute.
I still get to bring it back for acoustic set. It's perfect.
Nothing wrong with that. Do you get to play keyboards once in a blue moon?
I really haven't. I think Owen's got 100 keyboards going on already. So
he won't give them up.
I think he's
got
it covered, but I could.
Okay.
I'm influenced by a lot of stuff, but Two Cheers is mostly influenced by kind of late 80s, early 90s music. I really like the Sugar Cubes and Bjork, and I like Pearl Jam, and I like the Church, kind of some of those older guys.
Watch it now.
Sorry.
They're moderately aged.
That's better. I like this guy.
But also, I like pop music a lot. So, I don't really... I don't know. Artists don't like talking about their influences. I don't anyway.
Okay. Because
there's so many, It's like, I usually just hear a song and I want to write a song like that. I like that.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I've always thought the best musicians are the ones that listen to everything. Mm. You don't have to like every genre as a whole, but I think you can find something in any category like, wow, I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I really like Chinese classical music a lot.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I usually listen to.
Huh, how do you get that, where do you listen, how do you?
I heard it on the radio, and I, some weird station, and I Shazammed it, and then I went from there.
Is that like something you get on the internet, or?
Yeah, I mean, you can find some stuff on YouTube, and, lots of the Spotify and Apple Music, they have a lot of that music, so make yourself a little channel and get into it. I like it because the instruments are so different.
Right.
You can't listen to it and just be like, yeah, I know everything that they're doing on this record. You can kind of, it's kind of mystifying a little bit. Because I don't know anything about the instruments.
There's a challenge for you. Write a song around something of that style, huh?
Yeah, I don't think I could, actually.
You never know. You got plenty of time. You're a young man. Don't say never. All right. How about you, Austin?
Well, I've got a lot of influences. I would say probably the kind of music that influences me the most is probably some of like the post-rock type stuff, like, you know, Godspeed You Black Emperor type instrumental rock.
Okay.
But
sure.
I have a lot of different bands that
you
are
like Radiohead.
Yeah, I do like Radiohead. They just came out with a new song, so
I haven't heard that yet.
We were talking about that a little bit earlier. It's okay, but it's you know, they're definitely on the list.
Just in case Radiohead's listening to this. Awesome new single, guys.
And you're available to open up, right?
Yep. The next time you come to Detroit, Palos Auburn Hills.
Yeah, that's the hard part, getting them to Detroit. That's what I've heard anyway. I don't know what we did in the past, but somehow they just were not the top on their list. I don't know why, but oh well. Yeah, they do come out with a lot of good music. I think they get overhyped, and that's what the problem is. People expect too much out of them, you know. And if they don't, like, just blow your mind completely, you're like, eh, you know. But overall, good band. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Owen?
So, I mean, I guess I started on drums. My brother got drums for Christmas one year, and then he didn't play them, so I did.
And somebody
that's how I
had
started.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I had, like, a similar Casio keyboard or two, you know, through the years. But as far as, like, music that I listen to or that kind of influences me, I mean, a lot of Radiohead and Bjork, also, like, Sigur Rós. Any kind of weird stuff, you know. The weirder the better for me.
Okay, well, I could see that how the keyboards would fit into that, but not as much on the drums, though, really.
There's some really cool stuff with Phil and Radiohead.
Okay.
There's a lot of kind of jazzy drums that are...
Yeah, Radiohead, but yeah, some of the other ones you mentioned, though, is not as much, so I don't know. Mm. Any particular drummers that you really like besides Phil? Or
Aaron Spears is really good. He's a R&B... hip hop drummer. I also like the Meters.
Okay.
Like a really old R&B mm-hmm. or like funk band, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. All right. Why don't we get into another song then? This one is Brinca. What is that about?
This one is actually it's a more of a personal one.
Don't want to talk about it? Okay.
The name Brinca comes from, well, me and my wife were reading War and Peace.
War and Peace, wow.
And, well, she was reading it, and I had read it before, and so we like all the Russian names, and we gave each other Russian names.
Okay.
And mine is Brinka.
Ah.
And hers is Loshka.
Okay.
And so I just used it in this song. I thought it had a good ring to it, but... But it's about something that's more personal.
Okay, well, I won't press you any further.
Hey, man. Lay off. Back off, man.
We're just here to enjoy the music, so. All right, let's do it then.
Cool. Everyone else.
somebody screams, I'm breaking at the seams. But it's easier than it seems. This old holographic setting, all this fuss I'll be forgetting. And I'm scraping by, but I'm ready.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show in the studio, Two Cheers. And that was the song Brinca. All right, we got a couple more. Again, you want to tell us about the two shows you got coming up this week, next week?
Yeah, May 11th at PJ's Lager House in Detroit with Enemy Planes.
Okay.
And May 12th at Blind Pig in Ann Arbor with the Landmarks and a few other bands.
A few other bands, yeah. That you've forgotten about, huh?
No, okay. I didn't. Kind of Animal and Saj Talk.
Ah, okay.
I hope I'm saying Saj Talk right.
How do you spell it? Do you know?
S-A-A-J-T-A-K.
Wonder what the origin of that is.
I don't know. I'm going to ask him about it.
Yeah, I have to find out.
I'll let you know next time we're on.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
I'll let the audience know, too.
Yeah.
In case they're wondering.
Well, I'm sure they probably have to do it, too. They have to, you know, clarify the pronunciation and the spelling, you know? I mean, it's cool to have a different name, but sometimes it's like, okay, you want to have people ask every time you... I mean, Two Cheers. If you can't spell that, then, you know, you can't speak English.
Well, the funny thing is I get people do a double take and they say, Two Tears? I'm like, no.
Someone asked me, Two Chicks?
Two chicks. I like Two Tears, though.
Well,
like,
we, you know, I guess we do have two Megans, right? I mean, that's what I heard earlier.
Yeah.
I'm Megan the flutist.
I like Two Tears, but we're not an emo band.
Okay.
It doesn't quite work. I also get two chairs a lot.
Yep, two chairs.
Two chairs? Really?
I was dictating something on my phone, probably like a text to one of you guys, and it was like two chairs, two stairs, like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, get all kinds of things, even though it seems easy.
Isn't that amazing? It's like my last name. You know, you've seen it, Boatwright, right?
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but I'm always giving my last name to people, like when I have to do business, you know, and they just look at me like, what? Boatwright?
Boatwright?
Yeah, you know, Boltree, and I'm like, no, Boatwright. It's like, how simpler can you get? And then they want to give it some fancy spelling and all this other stuff.
Wow.
It's like, no. Boat.
To be honest, I wanted to put a W in there.
That's okay. I mean, there are people out there with that last name that do have a W, but more and more now, most of us don't.
All right.
In fact, I live in Redford, and believe it or not, I looked at the phone book. There's three of us, and we're not related. So it's three Boatwrights just in Redford without the W. And again, Whoa. We're not related to each other. Huh. So it's just one of them funny things. But
must be more Boatwrights than you thought.
Well, it's an English word name. It goes back centuries. Basically, it's the same thing that you always hear where sometime in the past, my family worked on boats. That's where the name came from, you know.
Interesting.
Just like Smith and, you know, Cartwright and all those other names. So, one of my ancestors was in the king's court. Not real high up like a duke or an earl, but, you know, one of the people that... or under his wing or whatever, that kind of thing. So, anyway. All right, let's squeeze these last two in, I guess. We got two more to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we just play them both back to back?
Well, you can see the clock there. What do you think? We got to get to at least 6 on the dot. Even a little bit over is cool.
Yeah.
Good. Then we might go a minute over, but...
If it goes a minute over, that's cool, too. So if you want to do that, if you want to... We can say thanks again for coming down and playing for us.
Well, thank you for having us.
And by the
thank
way, you. Our website is 2-cheers.com.
Yeah, we need to do
gotta
that
promote some stuff.
Yeah, I've got to promote some stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so 2-cheers.com.
Mm-hmm. That's
our website.
T-W-O-C-H-E-E-R-S.
Okay.
Well,
we just
know.
Had this discussion.
Yeah, but yeah. You know, some people might think it's just the number 2, you know, so you do have to clarify.
So true. Things. You're right. Yeah. You're right. I feel bad.
You right. Should. No.
Facebook.com/2cheers. Something spelled like out. Mm-hmm. SoundCloud.com/2-cheers. And then Twitter, 2cheers music. Instagram, 2cheers.
You can also look up the 2cheers podcast.
Yes, we have a podcast that we do every week.
Newly minted.
Okay.
It's a show by a band about being a band.
There you go. Well, where everybody turns it up to 11.
Yeah. And we talk about everything. We talk about gear. We talk about playing shows. We talk about everything that's involved with being in a band. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Kind of similar to this. This is more a little bit of a stripped down version, but this will be a podcast after we get done today. So
cool.
All right. Without further ado, one more time, 2 cheers.
This one's called Anchor.
This is Billy Brandt with Grievous Angel, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio.